Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause I might got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Not can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. All this designer on my body got me drip, drip. Straight up by the objects, I'm a big. If I got up on a, I'm a sip, sip. I run the racks up with my queen like London and Nip. But I got rich on all these, I didn't forget back. I had to go through the struggle, I didn't forget that. I hopped inside of the Maybach and now I can sit back. Deep, know me now, cause I got them big racks. Cause I'm getting money now, I know you heard that. Young, on the corner, I had to serve. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get them birds back. We came up on dirty money, I gave it a bird back. Cut off the rain and I gave my the new goof. Either you running y'all gang or your suit woof. Got a new all in, came in
at. What's happening? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Rashad Rich Morning Show. I have royalty in the building. And you really do look like royalty for real.
Ooh, I love that.
Like the outfit and everything. Yeah, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, CBS 46 morning anchor and noon anchor, Karen Greer in the building.
Woohoo, Rashad. Thank you for finally asking me to come
on
visit.
Now. Don't do it like that. I've been asking you since 2018. What you talking about?
Not.
How you doing, sis?
Man, honored to be here with you. You are just fighting people before I walk in the door.
Not really fighting. Vigorously debating a passionate point of view.
That's it.
That's it, right?
That's my Rashad.
Yeah, all day. All day. Lovely to have you here. You're doing such a remarkable job. I'm so happy to see you back in the role that we know you were designed for. You know, there's a calling to be an anchor. It really is. You all have the right tone, the right composure, and you love people, community. This has always been authentically you. Just very proud of you.
You are so very sweet, Rashad. Thank you so much. You know, timing is everything.
Yes.
And it's when it is your time. When God says it's your time, it's your time.
That's right.
Always so much going on in the world. It's a lot going on out here in Atlanta. No, I've been here not as long as you, because you were 11.
Yeah.
But I've been here 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Or maybe as long as you, because you're only 20.
No. Now, you've been here. You've technically been in Atlanta, longer than I have.
Wow.
Right, because I'm 38.
Uh-huh.
So I've been here, you know, going on 30 years.
Yeah, I was 89 when I got here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So... And I came here originally to work for CBS 46. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was WGNX when I came here 30 years ago. It was a Tribune station. And was there as weekend anchor, then moved on to main anchor. And then the station was sold to Meredith.
Right.
So they wanted to do things a little differently. So I went over to XIA for 15 years after 10 years at GNX. Mm-hmm. And then Meredith switched up a little bit on me. So I decided, let me see if I can go back to where I started. And they welcomed me with open arms, and now it's great because I'm doing a lot of the things that I love.
Yeah, and you have such strong relationships in the market. You're able to utilize that connectedness you have with the community in order to land interviews that other people can't get.
Well, I think people forget that Atlanta is Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they don't like outsiders.
Yeah.
So if you come in the door,
you got to put your work in.
You got to put the work in. They want to know they can trust you.
Yep.
They want to know, they've been here a while. Mm-hmm. I know who that face is. Mm-hmm. They're not going to talk to a lot of strangers.
That's right.
It's just Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you know, because you get these folks to walk in the door. I just heard you threatening somebody. You were going to have Bobo and them over there if they ain't show up.
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to pull up on it. It wasn't that serious. Sometimes it does get that serious.
Oh, yes, it does.
Not this one. You have CSI Atlanta.
Yes.
Cold case reporter. You also have a podcast. This is really interesting. I always say In order for something to be successful, it must have two things. One, it must be interesting, and two, it must have a wow factor. Right. And this has both. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break.
I love it.
Okay?
Yeah.
We got more. I got Karen Greer in the building, CBS 46 morning and noon anchor. She also has a podcast and CSI Atlanta cold case show and segment. You got to hear about this because it is something that's interesting and will make you say, wow. 404-892-2703. Realest man on radio. I know you talk like you own me, son. What's happening? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, I will be with Neil Cavuto today at 12 Ooh. Noon. Yeah, I like hanging with Neil.
Yeah,
he's okay.
And both of you and your different sides of the table.
Just different perspectives about things. Yeah,
that's all. I'll be waiting to hear that one.
Yeah,
yes. What time, noon?
Yeah, 12 noon. Okay. I'll be with them 12 noon. Let's talk about CSI Atlanta.
Let's talk about it. It is the only CSI Atlanta in the country. A crime scene investigator. We've got a real, and you've met her, Rashad.
Oh, yeah. She's really dope, too. I love her.
A real crime scene investigator.
Like work for the government, for real.
For Hayville. You know what I'm talking about? Knows yeah. this, born and raised here. Went yeah. to she went to school right here in College Park.
Wow,
Woodward Academy.
Nice.
So she knows Atlanta crime, and she knows some of these stories. Mm-hmm. She's good at digging. We get together. We go through some of the oldest cold cases that are in Atlanta, and work to find answers. Work to find people who knew what happened, and have been scared to talk. Give them new perspectives. Last week we were knocking on the door of a man that we believe killed someone at a strip club in Atlanta 30
years ago.
Wait a minute.
Y'all went and knocked on the killer's door. The alleged killer's door.
The alleged killer's door. Looked him dead in the eye.
And said what? What in the hell do you say to an alleged killer?
Well, you know what? I was afraid getting up there. It was in Griffin. And by the time we got there, I was ready. And I just kind of, once we found his house, knocked on his door and I said, hey, do you know anything about this night? You know, the date at the Purple Onion? Strip mm-hmm. club. Were yep. you there? And he said, nope, never been to that club. I said, well, there's some family members of a man that was murdered there that think you are the man. You fit the description. I said, can you smile for me? Do you have a gap in between your teeth? Because the witnesses on the scene knew that this man had a gap between his teeth, and he did. He said, but ma'am, I've been in prison for the last 25 years. He said, I'm just getting out 5 years ago. That wasn't me. I said, but you weren't in prison when this happened.
What was he in prison for 25 years?
Kidnapping, armed robbery. Yeah, yeah. It was very interesting.
Oh, that's him.
I think it is.
that's the one.
I think it is.
That's the one.
By the end of the conversation, he said, gosh. You know, there was a man in prison with my same name. You might want to check him. Yeah. Yeah.
He did all of the classic, like, I'm guilty things. Right? Like, first of all, I was never there at the scene of the crime.
Right.
Never heard of the place. You may want to check out this other dude that
right.
looks like me.
Right, right. Rashad, it's fascinating.
So what happens in a situation like that where there's definitely, you know, something there, okay? He, you know, went to prison for a long time for doing things that you would assume that a person who did this thing right. would do. What do you do with that information?
I will say we were waiting for police to go question him.
Mm-hmm.
They had not been there yet. They're backed up. They got a lot going on with yeah. current cases. So we told them. When we left, we shot an interview. He let me put the camera in his face and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Shot the whole interview, handed it over to Atlanta police, waiting. This was just last week, waiting to hear what they think and if they're going to go back and visit him. If the man is still there now that we've probably spooked
him. Oh, he's in the wind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is in the wind.
But I will tell you, the family of the man who was murdered, they are just so happy that we're trying to get them some answers and closure. This father, you know, two young boys shot down in the strip club. Nobody knew anything. Nobody saw anything. The bouncer not there. It was just frightening. The bartender supposedly grabbed the glass that the man used and stuck it under the bar for the police to get. All that stuff has disappeared.
Mm.
You know, the bullets that they found, can't find them.
What happened in processing the actual evidence? What happened in that?
Well, in the process, it appears a lot of things were lost because they've moved.
Okay.
So much.
Yeah.
So things are misplaced.
Sure.
They need to go through those evidence rooms and really find things. So that's why we are
so it may still be there.
May still be there.
Wow.
They're hoping. But it's some amazing cases. Some that you remember, Rashad, from being here.
Yep.
You know, since
yep. I know you guys are tackling Lover's Lane.
Yep. Lover's Lane. One of the mayor once tackled mm-hmm. because she remembers that when she was little.
That's right.
So she's asked Atlanta police, hey, put another set of eyes on this for us. You know, this was kids that would go to park and make out, and mm-hmm. they were killed.
Yep.
So
this is so interesting. All right, so you have the segment, the podcast as well. How can people listen to the podcast?
I want to be like you when I grow up, so that I'm trying to do a podcast just like you. The podcast is available on all your typical sites. It's called CSI Atlanta, the podcast. So please subscribe. We are really trying to pick up some of the, you know, listeners on there. It's fascinating. Do you remember the case of the Dermans, the man who was beheaded?
Oh, yeah.
His wife found in a lake? Woo! We're working on that now. Whew. Yeah.
These are some serious cases.
Serious.
And listen, I want to say this for everyone listening. This is dangerous work. And the reason why this is dangerous is because the people that killed these folks are still out there.
But okay? I tell them I know Rashad Ritchie.
Oh, that's
and
it.
And he's got me handled.
All good.
But it's fun. It is fun, too. We're going to Dr. Oz to talk about a couple of these cases.
Yes.
We'll be live on there. And we're going to Crime Con. Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, my gosh. A convention with just crime.
Really?
Yes. We're going to be in the main ballroom speaking about CSI Atlanta.
Okay. So at Crime Con, a lot of cop types are there, a lot of investigators. Yeah?
Yeah. So it should be. Come on, visit us. It's in
nope.
Florida. Come on. Come knock on a few doors with me, Rashad.
I will be with you there in spirit. Amen.
Thank you for having me in here today.
I appreciate you so much. I want people to check out the podcast. How can people follow you on social media?
Social media, just my name, KaryNGreer on all of them.
Karen Greer?
Yep.
CBS 46 News Anchor. I appreciate you, sis.
Rashad, thank you.
All right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.